Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear. Up north in Haifa, the sky is mostly clear, providing a serene night. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF soldier, Liam Ben Hamol, was killed by a Hezbollah explosive drone in southern Lebanon, according to Ynet, earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that 12 IDF soldiers were wounded when a drone struck an armored military vehicle near Shomera in the past hour. Also this hour, the Likud Party event festival opened in Eilat with Trump and Netanyahu puppets. This comes shortly after the IDF's announcement of Sergeant Liam Ben Hamo's death, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, I-24 News informs us that a new shipment of 6,500 tons of munitions and military equipment from the U.S. has arrived in Israel. And finally, JTA reports that an attack on a Jewish man outside a Los Angeles synagogue is being investigated as a hate crime, following previous incidents of violence against Jewish individuals in the city. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that the IDF destroyed a 140-meter Hezbollah tunnel in Ras Beida using 24 tons of explosives. A user named JewishWarrior13 also highlighted this operation, sharing footage of the IDF's 226 Combat Engineering Battalion carrying out the destruction. Meanwhile, I-24News_EN shared that Israeli Defense Minister Katz hinted at possible action against Iran soon, urging viewers to stay updated on their official website. Let's go deeper. Starting with a tragic incident in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that Liam Ben Hamol, an IDF soldier, was killed by a Hezbollah drone. This attack highlights the ongoing tensions in the region. Since February, Operation Roaring Lion has seen the loss of 16 IDF soldiers. The implications for regional security are significant, raising concerns about further escalations. Turning to the Likud party event in Eilat, Israel Hayom describes the festival's unique approach with Trump and Netanyahu puppets. This year's event follows the recent IDF announcement about the death of Sergeant Liam Ben Hamol. The festival occurs amidst the politically charged atmosphere, reflecting Israel's current political landscape. Meanwhile, the new shipment of weapons from the U.S. marks a crucial reinforcement for Israel. I-24 News highlights the logistical operation involving two ships and multiple cargo deliveries. This support underscores the strategic alliance between the U.S. and Israel, enhancing Israel's defense capabilities during a volatile period. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reported that the CEO of software giant SAP has departed amid a conflict with employees. The Workers' Committee had initiated disruptions leading to this unexpected announcement. Separately, CTech explores why young investors are flocking to Polymarket, chasing fast money in binary markets, from ceasefire bets to election wagers. This trend reflects a shift in investment strategies among the new generation. And finally, Ynet Business discussed the UAE's exit from OPEC, which has shaken global markets. This move raises the prospect of more departures and tests Saudi Arabia's ability to keep the cartel strong. The implications for Israel lie in regional economic stability and energy considerations. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.